Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal who is chasing the ball. Dean reaches third base with a triple. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dean scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grubb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Johnson moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buccinelli. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Radcliffe scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dean for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Hayes moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Puccinelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Puccinelli reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newsom moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Finney moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puccinelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dean moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Randy Gumpert now pitching. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Whitehead moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Whitehead scores. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 12-6, White Sox. Pete Nactanese now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-7, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Clint Brown now pitching. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 12-8, White Sox. Pete Nactanese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nactanese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to third. 2 outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Grubb moves to second. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Grubb scores. It's 14-8, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Puccinelli strikes out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling is hit by the pitch. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Pete Nakdanese. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Flythe now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Fly fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's 15-8, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radcliffe moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fly fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal moves to second. Two outs. It's 16-8, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Appling reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 17-8, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Finney is hit by the pitch. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hayes settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 5-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Radcliffe scores. It's 19-8, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal moves to third. Haas moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal scores. Haas moves to third. It's 20-8, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. 2 outs. It's 21-8, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 21, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Puccinelli moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Puccinelli scores. Higgins scores. It's 21-10, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 21-11, White Sox. Charlie Moss pinch hits for Stu Flythe. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Hayes scores. Newsom moves to third. Moss moves to second. It's 21-12, White Sox. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Newsom scores. Moss moves to third. One out. It's 21-13, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moss scores. Two outs. It's 21-14, White Sox. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 21, and Philadelphia Athletics, 14. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.